Wilder in for Paul Rasmussen. Paul will be back on Monday. Meanwhile, our top stories. I think, Rob, just in general, what people are talking about, the Steelers.
Of course.
Home opener.
Come on now.
And why not?
It's been 2 weeks. I mean, usually we don't have to wait 2-3 weeks until the first game at home.
So we're just 2 wins in, but they were big wins on the road. And, you know, Coach Mike Tomlin got a little surly this week with reporters when they were asking him about Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, but it looks like Justin Fields is going to start his third game. Why not? He's 2-0.
Okay, I think what everybody wants to talk about, Larry, since you're close to the team, what's up with the calf of Russell Wilson? Every time I hear Russell Wilson, I hear this famous L word, limited. Limited. He's limited in practice. What does limited in practice mean?
Well, you know what's interesting is everybody, I would imagine, would think Russell Wilson would play in Denver because he just came from Denver and it didn't go well there, right? Yeah. So he actually was given a game ball. Russell Wilson was given a game ball after the game in Denver, and they asked Justin Fields about it.
I mean, I think we all know Russ got kind of did dirty last year, so I know he wished, you know, he could have played today in this game, but it's awesome, you know, getting a win for him. He got a petty game ball, so it's great getting a dub for Russ, for sure.
Kind of game ball?
A petty game ball, you know, because he was here, so a few guys got it, him, Brandon, and Cordis, too, so, yeah.
And they also asked him about, you know, starting 2-0.
I mean, I think we all know it's hard to win in this league, so being able to start off 2-0 with two away games has been great, and it's, you know, great momentum going into next week. But, you know, kind of like I said, it's just on the offensive side of the ball, we gotta be better. We gotta, you know, stop with the penalties and stuff like that, and, you know, we all gotta be better, including me. So if we get that, and the way with our defense is playing, and if we get rolling on offense and scoring, you know, 28 points plus a game, then we'll be in good shape.
Oh. They want to score at least 28 points. And keep in mind, they're 2-0 with one touchdown in two games.
But the defense has held to only 8 points in the average in the first two games.
Yeah, defense has been really good. And, you know, Coach Tomlin talks about the defense.
You know, we got a veteran group. We got a lot of talent over there, to be quite honest with you. I expect it. It's appreciated, but definitely expected. You know, they got to be a catalyst for us. They know it. They own that. They don't run from that. They run to that.
That's
we run to our fears.
Isn't this what our boss PJ told us? We expect it.
We expect greatness.
So Steelers, Chargers, 1 o'clock, Acrisure Stadium. Looking forward to the home opener. It does look like Mother Nature will cooperate on Sunday. A little iffy tomorrow, maybe. By the way, Sunday sunshine, 84. But AccuWeather saying the last couple of days of summer certainly going to feel like it. We're going to talk to meteorologist Joe Lundberg in our next half hour about that. But there's a chance for a couple of thunderstorms popping up. Looks like tomorrow, and it's Pitt homecoming.
Well, Larry, speaking of weather, is there like an explanation of why we've had so many days without, as they call it, considerable or measurable rain? Is there something in the air or something?
No, if you noticed in... You're a native of Pittsburgh. Yeah. Can you remember a summer where we've had more sunshine?
No.
Honestly.
I mean, not
even close.
I mean, you said high of 87 today. I mean, we're talking fall. Isn't fall tomorrow or something?
Fall is 8:45, the autumnal equinox, 8:44 on Sunday morning.
87?
This will happen as people are gathering to tailgate.
For Pitt's homecoming.
No, Sunday, 8:44 a.m.
But I mean, I'm just saying, just in general, just very.
If you don't believe, and you know, people can argue about the politics of climate change, you know, but you can't argue with what the numbers are in terms of our highs, how much rain we're getting, how many storms. We have had the sunniest summer I can ever remember. And I have a few semesters on you. So we'll get, you know, we'll put Joe Lundberg to the test here coming up and get the details. Now, what else are people talking about? I don't know, on a Friday, I think people want to disengage somewhat from the gravity of the news. I know the school threat situation continues to be a major problem.
Yeah, there was we talked in our newscast at 6 o'clock about how a man's been arrested for making school threats at Woodland Hills High School. And, of course, There's just been general social media threats. It's caused a number of schools in our area to either close or have for that day or go virtual. So that's definitely been in the news.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the attorney for Butler School District about social media threats, he said zero tolerance policy. They're going to request charges immediately. Teenagers could be charged as adults. Don't share threats online, they're asking students, and report threats to an adult. So that's what Butler County, that's the district attorney recommending for their school districts. And it's been a problem across the nation in lieu of this 25-year-old you mentioned from Braddock making allegedly these what they call swatting calls, threats to Woodland Hills School District. But you think people will also be talking about our zoo?
Yeah, I mean, well, you talked about the weather and how nice it's been. I'm thinking, you know, this weekend amongst the football games, I'm thinking a lot of people are going to take advantage of getting out to the Pittsburgh Zoo, you know, these last few times before it gets, too cold. This is what the president and CEO, Jeremy Goodman, said, as we had mentioned, that that the Association of Zoos and Aquariums named the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium an accredited facility. This is what he said.
Overall, they looked at our entire collection and they saw a vibrant, healthy, happy animal collection that is being incredibly well taken care of and you know, held to the highest standards.
I always assumed that was the case, right?
Well, I mean, now they're being recognized and I guess accredited for it.
As well they should. They should come here to Odyssey, Pittsburgh, where we have five radio stations lined up. And I always talk about this, Rob, when people come for the first time, the studios are all side by side by side.
And they look at it like...
And it's like an aqua zoo. So you have different species in each studio.
And what happens is, I've watched that, and they stare at you, Larry, as if to say, you can't see them.
Do not feed the people on the air. Stevie Wonder is coming to Pittsburgh. They just announced this show. And he's only playing 10 cities, and guess where his first stop will be, Rob?
Well, the way you build it up, I'm going to say Pittsburgh.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh. It is Pittsburgh. PPG Paints Arena, October 8th. Tickets go on sale at noon today. You ever seen Stevie Wonder perform?
No, not in person.
I met him once down at KDK TV. I was doing the weather then, and I was running in the hall. And he and his entourage were coming around the corner. And I thought, how embarrassing would it be if I ran into Stevie Wonder? What a talent. So that's pretty exciting. I don't know that, it's been a long time since he's been here. He's had 74 Grammy nominations, 25 Grammy wins for Stevie Wonder. So tickets go on sale again at noon today for the show. October 8th at PPG Paints Arena. Meanwhile, I found out something that, Star Lake, obviously. Pitbull was there a couple nights ago. I heard traffic was insane trying to get down. You know that stretch.
That's what, one way in, one way out?
You know, at this point, they might as well just build six lanes because this happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Star Lake recently?
Not recently, nope.
And why?
Well,
is that a factor for you? Well, when you consider if you're going to go to a show?
It would have to be an artist that I definitely want to see to be able to go all the way up there and deal with the traffic. It would have to be someone who I'm dying to see.
I talked to a friend of mine last night who lives 10 miles away, and the conversation was the neighbors started calling each other because who's playing music? Swear to God. She said, they could hear Pitbull 10 miles away. Ooh. Aaron, when's the last time you were at a show there? You said you went to see Styx.
July 31st.
Yeah, you were just there.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the traffic like headed down 2230?
The traffic was definitely what you would expect. I mean, it's backed up. It's slow. It was super hot that day.
Did you stay till the end of the concert?
No, we...
You wanted to beat the traffic.
Yeah, you have to, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half an hour, depending on who you're seeing, you know, maybe the last song is what you want to hear. And in that case, you know what you're getting into when you get in the car.
I think it's a great venue. And when you're there, it's fun, you know, to watch shows. I think the last group I saw there was Neil Young. Wow.
Ooh.
It smelled like someone lit a bale of hay on fire in the audience. But the venue's great. It's just getting there. There's only basically one way, you know.
Isn't that just the worst thing, just getting caught up in traffic? I mean, even, you know, after like a Pirates fireworks night and you try to get out of the North Shore, even that is just...
That is the one upside of getting up at 3 in the morning is you don't run into rush hour traffic. And then when we talk about it with Ellen, I think to myself, and I see it, and sometimes I'll be in rush hour in the afternoon going back to the city, and I see it coming out, and I'm like, how do people do this every day?
I feel like, you know, the traffic in the afternoon, you know, if you're heading towards the, you know, the Parkway West trying to get through the tunnel, I think that traffic starts at like 2:30, 2:45 these days.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you bring up a very good point. We also got a little spoiled after COVID when people started going back to work. So there was about a year where, okay, you give it up for what we had to deal with. But a lot of people weren't driving. A lot of people working remote. There just weren't as many people. There aren't as many people downtown. But now I'm seeing, I was downtown last night for this Marine Corps scholarship event at the Fairmont, and leaving at 10:15, town was buzzing.
Yeah.
And then I noticed people starting to talk about every day there's more and more traffic. And then you're also battling hurrying up to try to finish all these construction projects.
Yeah, I mean, people who ride 28 trying to leave town, you know, whether after a game or after almost anything, 28 is just
we
got to
get people out. God bless you if you're in traffic every day like this. Appreciate you. We're gonna, you know what? I feel like we should give people something.
A giveaway for their troubles.
A traffic report.
You know, next half hour we're gonna do that. We're gonna give them tickets to see stand-up comedian Nick Swardson. How about that? And then we have tickets to other stuff each and every week. We want to give you something just because you're you. Speaking of traffic.
I'm going to go there in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to Springfield and I'm going to Aurora. You may never see me again, but that's okay. Got to do what I got to do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
It all started with Springfield, Ohio, with the former president saying they're eating pets there, they being illegal Haitian immigrants. And this story just keeps growing. And how did Charleroi get in this conversation? We are joined by Joe Manning, the borough manager of Charleroi. I appreciate you joining us, Joe. Thank you.
Good morning, Larry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I'm guessing you probably don't want this kind of publicity, especially coming from around the nation. So how did Charleroi end up in this conversation?
I got to be honest with you, Larry. I'm really not sure. I read a newspaper article in regard to what was going on in Springfield, Ohio. And so I looked up the town and I dropped the city manager a note. And I said, you know, I can sort of empathize with what you're going through. We have a Haitian community in my borough as well. And him being kind of my counterpart, I just wanted him to know that, you know, I had some empathy for the bad publicity that Springfield, Ohio was getting. A couple days later, I'm at my desk and they transfer a call to me. And there's a young lady on the phone. She says, this is Fallon Roth with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Curious if you have a reaction to what the former president said about your town. And I said, I don't really have a reaction. I don't know what he said because I hadn't heard it. I had no idea. And then she told me, and then it just blew up from there. It's just been nothing but media inquiries and, you know, really put Charleroi in the spotlight.
Well, let's talk about Charleroi, a proud tradition there with the steel industry. Obviously, over the years, that declined and has been a long time. So what is the status of Charleroi with an immigrant population, particularly from Haiti?
We have about 4,300 residents in Charleroi. That's our population. Of that, about 3% are immigrants. And probably the reason we're getting this type of publicity is I would say that the Haitian population is probably the lion's share of our immigrant community. But we have people from China, Liberia, Jamaica. We have a real melting pot in Charleroi. But again, like I said, it's only about 3% of the population.
And Joe Manning, you're the borough manager, so you're dealing with all the issues. What is the status? I assume that you know there are people documented and, you know, went through the process to be here, or are you dealing with a lot of illegal immigrants?
No, I had a meeting with the what we consider to be our immigrant liaison and asked him, and I said, can we be sure that you know, all the folks that we're talking about here are here legally? And he said, yeah. He said, everybody is here that's here is legal. So it hasn't been an issue. And something else you need to understand, I mean, this blew up because of what the former president said. However, these folks have been here for years. I mean, we didn't just wake up one day and say, where did all these Haitian people come from? They've been here for several years now, living in the community, working in the community. So it's nothing new to us.
And what would you say in terms of people talking about, was there an increase in crime? Do you have a lot of issues because of it?
No, we've seen no spike in crime, no increase in violent crime, anything like that. That's what everybody wants to know is, you know, the president seems to infer that the borough is going bankrupt and our resources are stretched thin. Well, none of that's true. It hasn't been a strain on our resources. We provide the same services to the borough and to the population as we always did. And as I said, this isn't like this just happened overnight. These folks have been here for several years now. And so, no, we haven't. We're not anywhere near being bankrupt. that's not the case. And we haven't seen the strain on our resources that's being portrayed.
I have heard that there's new life in Charleroi and on the main street, too.
That's true. That's the upside of having a population increase, which is Charleroi is about the only municipality in the Mon Valley that's actually seeing a population increase because of this type of thing. And they have opened some businesses on Main Street. There's a lot more people on the street, and it has sort of revitalized things there.
And to be clear, no one's eating pets that you know of.
No, I don't know where that came from or how that got started. You hear wild rumors all the time. There are Facebook pages out there that are just nothing but negative connotations of these folks and the conditions there, but none of it's true. I mean, and Larry, it's hard to deal with this. This is hands down the strangest time I've ever lived through. You know, I'm of an age where, you know, I can remember the 60s and anti-war protests and Watergate and all of that sort of thing, political assassinations. But I don't ever remember the country being like this. Like I said, they don't have these Facebook pages where they say, oh, there's a tent city, government-funded tent city in the Rite Aid parking lot. Well, I mean, there's easily observable reality. If you drive to the Rite Aid parking lot, you see cars of people in there shopping and getting their prescriptions filled. There are no tents there. There are no people walking down the street carrying live chickens or any of that kind of thing that you read on some of these pages. It's just, like I said, you can take easily observable reality, or you can have a fun Facebook post. You know, I don't know.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Oh, man.
You know, I have a dog, and I know where he's at most of the time. I don't know where they think they're getting all these dogs. I mean,
well, keep an eye on him, Joe.
Somebody just knock on your door. Yeah, somebody just knock on your door and say, hey, I want to take your dog for a walk, you know.
There's another warning.
You may never see him. I mean,
another warning,
yeah, there's
Joe.
Another, yeah.
They take in the geese. You know where the geese are? In the park, in the lake.
and even walking off with their pets.
Okay. Joe, thank you for kind of setting the record straight on Charleroi. People can argue about anywhere else, but you live it every day as the borough manager. My question is, are these new immigrant Steelers fans? That's the important thing.
That's a good question. You do see a lot of Steelers swag all through the borough, so I would say that they are assimilating to Steeler Nation, yes.
All right, so thank you for taking time, Joe. I really appreciate it. Hope it dies down for you. You can just return to normal life soon.
Oh, my goodness, Larry, I do too. So far this week, I've talked to the BBC, German television. I had a lady in yesterday from Switzerland. Talked to Reuters, NBC, ABC called yesterday. I haven't had a chance to get back to them yet. Philadelphia Inquirer, I'm trying to think. Oh, and I have Univision coming to the borough today. So
God bless you, brother. I appreciate it. It'll blow
Larry,
over
thank
someday.
You, so much.
You got it. I appreciate
oh,
your
God,
time.
We hope so.
Thanks for talking to us
thank
here
you.
At KDKA, and we wish you and Charleroi all the best.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. Joe Manning, borough manager in Charleroi, booming now.